This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Evacuations were lifted around a small fire outside of Fort Collins. The blaze created a large plume of smoke in and around the town of LaPorte this morning. Crews were able to contain the fire. Meanwhile, wind gusts are expected to reach up to 90 miles per hour today on the Front Range. Those have led to planned power outages. The winds have also closed schools and major highways this afternoon. Boulder Valley School District decided not to open Four Mountain School due to the high wind. Highway 93 remains closed between Arvada and Highway 128, a few miles south of Boulder. East of Fort Collins, parts of I-25 and Highway 85 are also closed due to safety concerns. A group of Denver area students are lobbying for a new program designed to provide access to safe extracurricular activities. CPR education reporter Jenny Merdine has more.
The proposal is called My Colorado Card. It is modeled after a longstanding Denver initiative. It would grant students in grades 6 through 12 free entry to recreation centers, museums, and arts programs. Proponents argue expansion to all Colorado students is a matter of public safety. They say students in neighborhoods impacted by rising gun violence need safe places to go after school. While the Denver program is tax-funded, this statewide pilot would rely on grants and donations. The bill has cleared its first legislative committee. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's move to dismantle the Boulder-based National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. Neguse, as a whistleblower, alleges White House budget officials improperly tried to sell parts of NCAR to a private, for-profit company. If that's true, Neguse argues it violates federal law and would be a conflict of interest. This is CPR News in KRCC.